Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The center fielder, Vada Pinson. Batting third. The left fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Robinson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Newcomb. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Newcomb. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Tony Taylor. Batting second. The third baseman, Al Dark. Batting third. The right fielder, Lee Walls. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Ernie Banks. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dale Long. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Bobby Thompson. Batting seventh. The center fielder, George Altman. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sammy Taylor. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mo Drabowski. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Mo Drabowski. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Taylor reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dark moves to third. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 3-0, Reds. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long hits a line drive into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Altman moves to third. Mo Drabowski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Drabowski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 3, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Pinson takes first base on ball 4. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into right field. Wall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pinson moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pinson scores. It's 4-0, Reds. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walls. Bell reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-1 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Taylor moves to second. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-1 in the game. Banks hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McMillan strikes out. Two outs. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb is 0-for-1 in the game. Newcomb takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-1 in the game. Long hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-1 in the game. Thompson strikes out. Two outs. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Altman strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Thompson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Robinson. The throw from Taylor and he is out, Banks applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Taylor for the out. One out. Herb Noren pinch hits for Mo Drabowski. Herb Noren is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Noren hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Taylor bunts towards third. Thomas fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Noren moves to second. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-2 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walls is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Glenn Hobby now pitching. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Altman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Taylor. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-2 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0 for 2 in the game. Long hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Newcomb covering, for the out. Two outs. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0 for 2 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into left field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Newcomb is called out on strikes. Two outs. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Robinson scoops it up and throws to first, with Newcomb covering, for the out. One out. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Taylor hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Marshall pinch hits for Glenn Hobby. Jim Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. Taylor hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 5, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Seth Moorhead now pitching. Vada Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pinson bunts towards the right side of the infield. Taylor fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0 for 3 in the game. Lynch bunts towards the mound. Moorhead fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Pinson moves to second. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Pinson. The throw from Taylor and he is safe. Pinson steals third. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Lynch moves to second. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pinson scores. Lynch moves to third. Robinson moves to second. It's 6-0, Reds. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long juggles the ball. That's an error on Long. Lynch scores. Robinson scores. Bell moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 8-0, Reds. Dave Hillman now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dark fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Walt Dropo now playing first base. Frank Robinson now playing left field. Eddie Casco now playing third base. Al Dark is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dark is 0-for-3 in the game. Dark hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lee Walls is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walls is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walls hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Banks is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Banks is 0-for-3 in the game. Banks hits a ball on the ground towards third. Casco fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Don Newcomb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Newcomb is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Newcomb hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hillman fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-4 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards short. Banks scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Veda Pinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Pinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Long scoops it up and throws to first, with Hillman covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 8, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Dale Long is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Long is 0-for-3 in the game. Long takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Thompson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thompson is 0-for-3 in the game. Thompson hits a fly ball into center field. Pinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Altman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Altman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Altman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Long moves to third. Sammy Taylor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Taylor is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Taylor hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walt Morin pinch hits for Dave Hillman. Walt Morin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morin hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 8, and Chicago Cubs, 0. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.